Suppose an animal shelter in your city had invited people to meet some animals to see if they wanted to make an adoption. You and a friend both love dogs, so you visit the shelter and go straight to the dog area. You hold and play with some of the dogs. You soon realize you like two of them equally, Benji and Cody. Your friend asks what you think of the two animals. You say this.
I like them both. Benji is as playful as Cody.
When the things we are comparing are equal in some way, we can use the word as. Notice that as appears twice in the comparison. On today's Everyday Grammar, we will talk about using as to compare qualities and to compare how something is done. Let's start with qualities. When we compare equal qualities of two people, places, or things, we use the comparative structure as plus adjective plus as. Listen to the dog example again.
I like them both. Benji is as playful as Cody.
The speaker uses the adjective playful to express the equal quality of the two animals. The sentence structure goes like this: subject plus be verb plus as plus adjective plus as, followed by a noun or noun phrase. In the example sentence, the subject is Benji. The verb be becomes the singular present form is. Then there is the comparison part, as playful as. Finally, there is the noun Cody. Now, suppose you are at a restaurant. You are trying several different dishes. You think two dishes are equally tasty. Listen for the same structure in this sentence comparing foods.
The pasta dish is as tasty as the rice dish.
Here, the subject is the pasta dish, followed by the be verb is. Then comes the comparison, as tasty as, and then the noun phrase, the rice dish. But what if the two dogs you met were not equally playful? Or what if you did not think the two dishes were equally tasty? How could you express these ideas using as? In unequal as comparisons about the qualities of people, places, or things, we use the word not. Listen to the negative form and take note of where not appears.
Benji is not as playful as Cody.
Notice that not comes immediately after the be verb. Listen for the same structure in this next example.
The pasta dish is not as tasty as the rice dish.
Again, the word not comes right after the be verb. Now, let's talk about comparing how things are done. We can use as to compare actions. When we do this, we use an adverb, not an adjective. The structure as plus adverb plus as shows a comparison between actions that are equal in some way. Listen for the comparison in this next example.
Benji runs as fast as Cody.
Here, two actions are being compared: Benji's running and Cody's running. In the example, the word fast acts as an adverb. Take note of the sentence structure: subject plus verb, then as plus adverb plus as, then a noun or noun phrase. Listen for the same structure in this next example.
We enjoyed the pasta dish as much as the rice dish.
But what if one of the dogs runs faster than the other dog? Or what if you did not enjoy the two rice dishes equally? How could you express these ideas using the as structure? To express unequal comparisons between actions, the auxiliary verb do is needed. The negative form would be do not, does not, or the past tense did not. Take note of where these words appear in this example.
We did not enjoy the pasta dish as much as the rice dish.
Notice that the negative did not appears immediately after the subject we. In the real world, a native English speaker would likely use a contraction, such as didn't, rather than did not, like this.
We didn't enjoy the pasta dish as much as the rice dish.
Now, let's hear the negative form about the dogs.
Benji does not run as fast as Cody.
Notice the negative does not comes after the subject Benji. Again, a native speaker would be likely to use the contraction doesn't in this example. Today, you have heard a lot about comparisons of equality with as. Try to look and listen for such comparisons in English language songs, movies, or television shows. You can also look for them in VOA Learning English materials. In time, the sentence structure will begin to feel more natural, and you can practice using it in your own speaking and writing. Join us again soon when we will look at other kinds of comparisons using as. I'm Alice Bryant.